All right, so Dub CNN is welcoming Jihad in the building. What's going on with you, man? How you doing?
Yeah. Chilling, everything's good, you know. Getting it popping.
Now, you are overseas right now, right?
Yeah. Right now, I'm in the desert right now. I'm in Dubai, the United Arab Emirates. So, man of the man-made islands and all that. So, you know, we're just trying to get it pushing out here and get things going for us.
Okay, now along those same lines, now being in Dubai, what is it like over there?
It's crazy, man. You know, you got like kind of like you see a division in terms of classes. You see like there's obviously a big upper class out here, and then you see like a working class and like a lower class, and there's not really like a middle class in terms of people. But I mean, like you see what you see on TV, like see all the hotels and you know. Whatever else is going on in terms of like materialism and all that, and then you see the everyday struggle that all the people are actually making that stuff happen and go through. So it's crazy, but the scene is brand new. You know, it's everything. The market is open, and you know that's why I'm out here right now trying to get it going for myself and our whole Camp Rebellion.
Now, do the people of Dubai? I know you said it's kind of new and it's burgeoning. Do they embrace hip hop?
Yeah, definitely. The scene here is crazy because there's like a one of a scene right now, and I mean the majority of the just people out here in general are youth. So you know it's definitely like hip hop and the whole just music in general is really big out here, and especially hip hop just compared to other genres. Everybody's really into rap. Everybody's into Tupac on the 50 plus, you know, 50 Cent. And you know anything that's coming out, like they embrace it. It's just the matter. There's not really a scene out here, so it's really new right now. And you know, I'm trying to be one of the founding people out here to make it really go and take it to the next level.
Okay, now tell me about your name. I was reading where, like you said, Jihad and the word struggle are kind of one and the same. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jihad is a term. It's an Arabic word. It's from Islam. I'm Muslim, so it comes from Islam. But the actual meaning is struggle within oneself. You know, it's like a beautiful struggle, which is like the struggle within yourself to, you know, stay on the right path, to be righteous, you know, it's like good versus evil type thing. And I think what it's been interpreted as is one of its secondary meanings, which is like a defensive holy war. And I think people just kind of latch on to the holy war aspect of it and try to push it out and turn it into something else that it's not. But, you know, that's why I picked the name. You know, it represents me. It represents that struggle that everyone goes through. It also represents in terms of musically, if you do come at me, you know, we're ready to bring it in that sense too. So.
Okay. Now, hip-hop is still kind of mostly African-American, and a lot of the songs talk about police brutality, neglected neighborhoods, stereotyping, systematic oppression, stuff like that. And with so many people stereotyping people of Middle Eastern heritage, do you find yourself having to combat those stereotypes in your music or with perceptions of you as an MC?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I think it's obvious, like, what's going on, especially in the last couple of years after 9/11 and everything like that. If you look, like, who's being zeroed in on, and, I mean, for years now, it's been African-Americans that have been attacked and, you know, just minorities in general, and now if you really take a good look, you see that it's Muslims and just people of Middle Eastern descent and even just Muslims in general. So, I mean, obviously, like, we're all going through the same thing. Like, it's the same struggle, it's the same oppression, and it's just the same plan. And, I mean, so the relation in terms of where I'm coming from and the music and just even looking at the hood, if you look at the hood aspect of it, you look at it worldwide, you can see what it's like in a third world country and how hood it really gets. And just, you know, all of that goes hand in hand. And you can see that we all may be in different parts of the world, whatever, but the struggle is all the same for everybody. So.
Okay, I hear you. Now I don't want to keep it too heavy for the whole time we're conversating here. So I noticed that you worked with Big 4D.
Yeah, Big 4D. Yeah.
Okay, and who produced some tracks for T.I. on his last album? Your latest mixtape it featured J.O. Felony. You know, you're getting played overseas. So what does 2008 hold for Jihad?
Right now, you can see me working extensively with Big 4D from The Secret Special T.I. versus Tip. We got like a lot of things planned. Usually, you know, I've been keeping everything on the hush until it's locked in, but, you know, I had to say something for the Dub CNN to let everybody know. So right now I'm in the process of putting out a mixtape with DJ Thorough and DJ Big Mike. Working on a mixtape with DJ Superstar J, trying to put something together with September 7th. You know, it's a lot of different things going on. I just spoke to Nick Bean. You know, just trying to put something together with everybody and really just push the movement and, you know, make things happen. Like, you know, I'm out here right now trying to get a video shot for one of the tracks off my mixtape, 93 Fly. That's out. You can get that at www.socalpeople.net. Or you can get it off my MySpace, which is myspace.com/rebellionmusic. And we're just trying to push the line. You know, it's not like your run-of-the-mill thing that I'm trying to do. And, like, it may seem like I'm silent because I want to perfect what I'm doing before I start putting out music and make sure it comes out in a proper form, not just drop tracks. I got, like, over 200 tracks already done.
Okay.
So it's nothing in terms of the music, but I want to make sure it comes out properly and it's an actual project and it gets pushed. I mean, there's a lot more than that. I mean, right now, I'm also working on something with Evil Empire, and you can see me doing something with DJ Arcane. Warrior's always there as well. You know, I mean, I got all kinds of things going on right now that we're trying to lock in, like, projects-wise. You'll see me on, like, 4 or 5 projects that I'm going to be heavily recording in the next couple months. I also have a hybrid album, which is like a rock-rap album that I'm doing with my boys, Burning Tree Project. You know, we got the Larceny Family West situation going on right now, which is Larceny.
You there?
Ron Cook. Hello?
Yeah, okay, I lost you for a sec. I'm sorry, go ahead. You were saying Larceny?
Yeah, I'll say Larceny Family is actually Cassidy's group from Full Surface.
Okay.
And my manager, Cook, from Cook Up Entertainment, is actually putting together Larceny Family West right now. So we have that situation going on. And then, you know, I've been in talks with Ski and just for mine getting things popping in terms of getting an actual album done on myself and having him, you know, promote it and market it. So.
Now, along those same lines, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's all good.
Oh, saying along those same lines, when you mentioned DJ Ski, I saw that you are working with him in terms of marketing promotion. What's that relationship been like so far? And how did that come about anyway?
It actually came through to one of the people on my camp, Secunder. He made it happen. He used to work with Ski. And, you know, we've been talking about it for a minute, so we sat down with him. And basically, I mean, everything on his end is good. We're just getting everything together on our end and, you know, trying to get together a proper budget. And then it's a go. So it's been beautiful. The situation is there. It's just from our end. Like, we just got to make sure we take care of our part and make things happen. So.
Okay. Now, Rebellion, that's your label, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me, my partner Joe, and there's a camp load of us. So.
Okay. Now, I see in the past where you worked with, like, Rough Riders and stuff like that. Are you trying to land a major deal, or is the route that you're going now with, obviously, I mean, it seems like you have a vision. Are you trying to stay on the independent side, or are you looking for, like, a major to back you?
Actual money behind everything we're trying to do. So, I mean, that's been, like, I think the situation, and that's kind of been what's kind of been holding everything back. But as far as major independent, it don't matter. As long as there's something behind it, I can put out projects with a proper promotion, whether it's independently, if we can get that kind of budget and that kind of push because we have all the contacts and everything in motion, then it'll be independent. If it's a major comes by and gives us a proper deal, then it'll be major. It's just getting the paperwork right and getting the right machine behind what I'm trying to do. And the vision we have for Rebellion, which is to take what we have right now and create a movement and really make it worldwide. Just so you know, the people see what's going on, and we can do something beneficial for the community and come back and really help out people.
Okay. So tell me what a typical week is like for Jihad in terms of music.
Man, when I'm back in Cali and Cerritos, you know, it's wake up, get straight to writing, set up, you know, get ready to go to the studio, and get the recording aspect done. That's as an artist, but before even all that takes place, I gotta wear like 4 or 5 different hats. It's either contacting me network, follow up on contacts, you know, just keep trying to push and keep things going. So you'll see me doing like four or five different things, you know, trying to link up with producers to get the proper music right, sending sessions with them when they're making beats, coming out, you know, taking meetings like left and right. It's an everyday thing. Like, it's not just one aspect. At the level I'm at right now, like, I got to wear multiple hats to get certain things done just to make sure that everything is done effectively.
Now, just out of curiosity, do you ever sit back when you're wearing these multiple hats and you're executing, you know, the plan properly? Do you ever look back and say, wow, from where you began, maybe when you first started to have to do all those things out of necessity, how I don't want to say how much smoother, but how much more effective you are now than you were when you first started doing those things?
Oh yeah, definitely. I think a lot of it comes down to what I've done. Like, by having more of an extensive resume now, it's made things a lot easier, and I have more of a relationship with a lot of people that's opened the door up on a lot of bigger situations. So, I mean, that came from grinding and putting out music and putting in all the work to get to the point where I'm at. I mean, obviously, I'm not where we still got to keep going and keep building and growing, but just in general, if you take it from the beginning to where I'm at right now, it's like leaps and bounds, and that's just a blessing from God. So, you know, it's good to see all your hard work pay off, and you know, obviously, I got to keep that grind and keep it, stay in that grind mode, but it's definitely good to see all that pay off and see more doors open up and things be a lot more effective and refined as time goes by.
Nice. So you recently made your acting debut, right?
Yep.
So what was that process right, like?
That was a trip. It actually came out of nowhere. My homeboy Kadir from France, Kadir Aid, he came down last summer. And he was working on a project, and things kind of got tossed up in the air with the project, and he needed some help. He came to me and was like, yo, I need you to be in this movie for me. And I was like, cool, let's do it. You know, and the name of the actual independent film is Hype. And it's kind of like a crash-type film where it's a bunch of multiple stories, but it revolves around music, and it's in different cities. And it's sick. It's crazy. It's a lot of, like, just, like, the way it's being shot and everything, the way it's been done, it's crazy. And you'll see it. You know, it's going to premiere at Cannes, I think, next year.
Okay.
When I come back, I'll be back in Cali in around July. So we'll be finishing up the shooting out there, and, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Now, since you are a world traveler, and that Cannes Film Festival is in France, if I'm not mistaken, are you going to go out there for the debuting of it?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
The directors actually originally are from France, so that's like their backyard.
Nice. Well, any last words for Dub CNN?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I appreciate all the support from everybody. You know, we're gonna keep it moving. Stick with us. You know, stand by. You know, it's a pleasure and honestly a blessing for everybody who enjoys the music, and just appreciate all the support. As far as Rebellion, you can look for new music and just look for the new projects to come out. You can expect a new album from one of our artists, Drifter, who's actually my cousin. His Trouble Soul album coming soon. You know, just want to give a shout out to Commune Clothing, which is actually run by my homeboys, Daniel and Eddie. And, you know, you'll see a lot of stuff being done in terms of Rebellion and our clothing line through them. And Nick, International Nick, who does all our video stuff. D Zenny, who's taking care of our music video stuff. Joe Park, everybody, man. Seconder, Farouk, there's a whole movement of us. Cook, what up? Tycoon, what up? Be on the lookout for a lot of big things coming from us.
Sounds good, man. You said Calm U Clothing. Is that CALMU or YOU?
No, it's actually Commune, CommUne. You can check it out at wearecommune.com.
Okay.
WEAREcommune.
Sounds good, man. Well, I appreciate the time, man. And be safe overseas and get home safely and continue doing your thing, man. And we'll continue to check up on you.
Yeah, for sure. But.